Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing for April 3rd, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And folks, this week is stacked. Two major open model drops, a wave of aged tooling, some security stories that'll make you audit your code, and Artemis 2 is literally beaming 4K from the moon.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks where you open your feed and just go, okay, I guess I'm not getting anything else done today. Let's get into it.
So the big story, two massive open model releases within 48 hours of each other. Google dropped Gemma 4, the next generation of their OpenWeight family, and Alibaba's Qwen team shipped Qwen 3.6 Plus with an explicit tagline, towards real-world agents.
That's interesting, because both teams are basically saying the same thing at the same time. It's not about chat benchmarks anymore. It's about tool use, multi-step planning, long context reliability, the stuff you actually need for agentic workflows.
Exactly. And Gemma 4 is self-hostable, fine-tunable, no API lock-in. If it follows the Gemma 3 trajectory, the smaller variants are going to punch way above their weight on performance per parameter. Meanwhile, Qwen 3.6 Plus is explicitly optimized for agent pipelines. So if you're building autonomous systems, benchmark it against Claude and GPT on your actual task chains.
Right, and what's wild is AMD also launched their Lemonade server this same week, local inference on GPU plus NPU, with an OpenAI-compatible API. So you can actually test these open models locally without any cloud spend. The timing is almost too perfect.
The pattern is unmistakable. Open models are converging on agent-grade reliability, and the message for builders is clear. Design for model-agnostic orchestration now, because your switching costs are about to drop dramatically.
Don't marry the model, marry the orchestration layer. Got it.
Okay, staying in the AI world. There's a repo that now publishes extracted system prompts from basically every major model. GPT 5.4, Claude Opus 4.6, Gemini 3.1 Pro, Grok 4.2, all of them. Link in the briefing.
This is honestly the best free masterclass in prompt architecture. Studying how the providers themselves instruct their own models? That's the real cheat code. Also, a great reminder. Never put secrets in your system prompts, because clearly they're not as secret as you think.
Related to that, there's a detailed analysis of Claude Code's leaked system prompt and internal architecture. It shows exactly how Anthropic structures tool use, safety rails, and context management. If you're building on Claude Code, you should understand the guardrails you're working within.
And the ones you can push on. Yeah, that's a must-read for anyone doing serious Claude Code work.
One more on the AI side, R programming has temporarily banned all LLM discussion.
Okay, that's a vibe check on the whole industry right there. Community fatigue is real, but for builders the signal is just, find your audience where AI-assisted development is already the default. Don't waste energy debating legitimacy in spaces that have already made up their minds.
All right, developer tools. And there's a lot. The biggest GitHub engagement this week, over 14,000 stars, is OMX. Think of my sish. But for your coding agent, it adds Python hooks, multi-agent coordination, and heads-up displays on top of OpenAI Codex.
So, it turns Codex from a solo tool into an orchestrated team. That's exactly the kind of tooling that makes sense when you look at where everything is heading. You're not going to have one agent doing everything. You need coordination.
And Google shipped ADC Go, their official Go toolkit for building, evaluating, and deploying AI agents. Code first, not YAML first. If your backend is Go and you've been jealous of Python's agent framework ecosystem, Google just met you where you are.
About time, honestly. The Go community has been underserved on this front. I also want to shout out Rivet Actors. Actor model primitives specifically for stateful agents. If you need agents that maintain state across sessions, it's lower level and more composable than full frameworks. Really elegant approach.
And one fun one, Git bisect. Standard Git bisect assumes deterministic pass-fail, right? This uses Bayesian inference to handle flaky tests and non-deterministic failures.
Okay, whose CI doesn't have flaky tests? This is the Bisect upgrade nobody knew they needed. I love it.
Security Corner. LinkedIn is being accused of illegally scanning your computer. Browsergate.eu alleges unauthorized local system scanning, and this hit over 1,100 points on Hacker News, so developers are very much paying attention.
If you embed LinkedIn SDKs or OAuth flows, audit what's actually running on the client side, and watch for regulatory fallout in the EU.
Also worth flagging, subscription bombing. There's a great breakdown of how attackers weaponize your email sign-up forms to flood victims with confirmation emails. If you run any registration flow, implement rate limiting and double opt-in now. This attack vector is cheap, and it's growing.
It's one of those attacks that's so simple, it's embarrassing when it works. And it almost always works because nobody thinks about it until it happens to them.
Prick startup drama, TechCrunch reports that YC startup Delve allegedly forked an open-source tool and sold it as its own. The community found out, and the reputational damage has been instant.
Cautionary tale. If your product is a thin wrapper on open source, your community will find out. Open source folks have long memories and very good Git skills.
Quick hits. Artemis 2 has launched, and NASA is live streaming 4K lunar footage via laser at 260 megabits per second. Sweden reversed their screen-first education policy, swapping tablets back for textbooks. Steam on Linux crossed 5% market share for the first time, and renewables have hit nearly 50% of global electricity capacity.
The Artemis one is just incredible to me. 4K from the moon over Laserlink. We live in the future. And Steam on Linux at 5%? Slow and steady wins the race, I guess?
So, here's the takeaway for the week. The age of infrastructure stack is crystallizing fast. OMEX adds orchestration to Codex, Google ships ADK Go, Rivet gives you stateful actor primitives, Quen targets real-world agents, Gemma 4 is another self-hostable option. The switching costs between models are collapsing, while the tooling to coordinate multiple agents is exploding.
So the highest leverage move right now is locking in your orchestration patterns, not your model provider. Design for model agnostic, design for multi-agent, and you'll be able to swap in whatever's best 6 months from now without rewriting your whole stack.
That's the move. All right, that's your builder's briefing for April 3rd. All the links are in the show notes. We'll be back next time with more from the frontier.
Go build something great. See you next time.